Howdy, folks, and welcome to the July 31st edition of Dead Pit Radio, Creepy Kentucky.
And I'm Uncle Bill. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Doing good. Uncle Bill was absent last week, but you know, other than that, everything's good. So.
Well, I made it a month. I figured that was a milestone in itself.
You didn't want to spoil people.
No, that's the way I like to look at it. Right. Too much of a good thing, you know.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you eat steak every day, and you don't appreciate steak. So you got to, right. Last week with Steve, you gave him some pork and beans.
Exactly, yeah. I gave him some of that old bucket steak.
Yeah. Yeah, the $2 steak's awful tough to chew on and all that, you know.
As JR would say, it's tougher than a $2 steak, boy.
Yeah, oddly enough, though, back in the day, a lot of the fishing trips and stuff that, Monsignor Vance would take us on. I actually had $1 steaks back in the day.
Really? Did that exist?
Yeah. When I was probably about 13 or 14, we went on a fishing trip to Lake Cumberland. And, there's like a little country grocery store that had $1 steaks. They were like little ones, but God damn, I remember. You know, they didn't taste that bad, but like, they were tougher than fuck. Like, you were chewing on them forever.
You know? I'd say so. I remember something called minute steaks that were really tough like that, too.
Yeah. So, hey, $2 steaks. I've had $1 steaks. JR. Motherfucker.
Silver dollars.
You'd be chewing on them so long you start to look like JR, though, in $1 steaks.
Oh, shit.
So. But yeah, I mean, this week's another week, you know, we've been in correspondence with, a couple of people, from some DVD studios and stuff. And I think that over the next week or so, we should have them on, one of the guys from Vinegar Syndrome. We've been talking to them. So hopefully within the next week or so, we'll have them, or next week or two, we'll have them on. And I know we talked about that last week or the week before last or something like that, but that is something that we're going to do. So, but this week we're kind of just going through a lot of the news and some of the bullshit that, you know, has come out over the last week. That's kind of what we do now. So
that's true. I do like the idea of getting more people from like DVD and Blu-ray companies though, rather than trying to get interviews of people who've been in movies. Cause I think that's actually more interesting, really, a lot of times.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we've interviewed, I wouldn't know who we could interview next. I mean, I would love to have Robert Englund on the show, but I mean, hell, he's in high demand, you know, with all this $365 autograph or photo op thing or whatever. So
that would be an amazing interview, just to be like, what? And just ask him about the whole thing with the, you know, the costume outfit, whatever.
Yeah, he'd probably feel us full of bullshit like he did Fangoria. So.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd probably hang up on it.
No, that's the thing, like, you know, and I think that's always been the difference between us, like, and those mainstream sites like Bloody Disgusting and Fangoria and Dread Central and all that is, you know, we look at everything from a fan's perspective and they don't. Like, it's just like a big fucking, you know, business for them. They all make money at it, you know, throwing you a bunch of bullshit. That Fangoria interview, I mean, that was just the biggest load of bullshit I ever heard in my life.
Was him about that?
Yeah. And I honestly think, like, you know, and you were saying, I remember you were saying a couple of weeks ago, you know, it's Robert Englund, he seems like a nice guy and everything, and, you know, it's probably not his fault. But at the same time, like, he kind of agreed to it, though, didn't he? I mean.
Well, he had to, yeah.
Yeah, so. I mean, he's not solely to blame, but it's not like he's Mr. Innocent either. Like, I think that as a, and you mentioned this, I think in, like, you had, like, a long-ass fucking post on the Dead Pit Universe page, and you were talking about, you know, these promoters and celebrities should realize that they have a responsibility to their fans in a way, I would think, you know, I mean, but.
Okay, I'll give you an example, and I'm not going to name any names, but we know of at least three or four different people that are obsessive about collecting horror stuff to the point where it's like a mental illness. I think we would agree on that, right? Like that.
Oh yeah.
You can think of a couple of people like, so what you're doing by doing what they're doing is you're exploiting people like that, that like cannot help it. It's like being addicted to drugs or something. It really is like that. Like they are hyper focused on one particular thing. And that's the majority of like fans that go to conventions, but to just a lesser or greater degree. So to say that it's their responsibility to, you know, not buy something or not do something, I mean, that's partially true, but it's like selling drugs. I mean, is it also not like your responsibility to not fucking sell drugs to people that are addicted to drugs? Like, I would think so. Like, it doesn't make it right just because that's going on too.
Yeah. And I think that as a responsibility, I kind of take it on as our responsibility to call, you know, this what it is, and it's complete just fucking ass raping, and that's exactly what I think it is. You know, the chance that you can do this, that's cool. You know, if you're a Freddy fan, and Robert Englund agreed to do this, that's cool. But at the same time, it's $365.
Yeah,
that's just crazy. That's fucking crazy. I mean, we're in a world now where somebody can charge that amount of money to take a picture and it's fine. A lot of the people saying, oh, it's okay, it's cool. No, it's not cool with me. And
no, it's this not. Is
some,
and it's,
this is something that we're going to be talking about until, I mean, this happens in a little bit over a week. So, you know, it's, I can't wait to see the pictures. I'm excited about that shit. But
something else, though, and we could probably do a whole show on this at some point, is the magazines like Fangoria and RumOrg and the outlets and stuff, like you were talking about Bloody Disgusting and things like that. It's like, I really do have a love-hate relationship, especially with something like Fangoria, because, you know, Chris Alexander really does seem to try to get shit out there that's not known or like is not very well known anyway. But at the same time, you have to understand that like those things have to make money. So essentially what they do is just agree with every fucking thing. And that's really as annoying to me as like not agreeing with anything, which is what they accuse us of, or people have accused us of that in the past. Yeah. But that's what they do, that in reverse. It's like everything is supposed to be amazing and great and like this big opportunity for fans and all that, but it's really not. Like it's
I don't know. I mean, it just seems like a lot of these people that are in the business, like they're not really looking out for the fans.
Well, they can't because they need them. Like they are the consumers too. Like they have to.
Right.
They have to have them buy stuff. They have
but
to,
I would like, think I would think in 2014 there's probably not that many subscribers left of any of these magazines. I mean,
I can't imagine that there is. I was thinking about that too. Like I really don't understand how those things stay in business. But I guess it's like the hardcore fans that just have been there for a long time, I'm guessing. I don't think they got many new subscribers.
Well, I think it's, and not to say, you know, some of these magazines, and RumOrg and Horror Hound as well. I mean, they're good magazines, but at the same time, we're living in a world where we can get the news the day it happens, you know, on the internet and all that. And I think a lot of the reason that some of these publications still exist is it's just, I don't know if it's nostalgia or if it's just something to have around. Say, hey, look, I've got the new Horror Hound. I've got the new Fangoria. Because it's just like the content, man, and this is not a knock on any of those magazines, but it's just, you know, you're probably, what, 4 or 5 weeks after the fact. Like, you hear about something in the magazine that's fucking old news by the time you get it in print form. You know, it's cool to look through something, and it's kind of nostalgic, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, I just couldn't imagine that many people, you know, subscribing to these magazines anymore. You know, I might I don't know. We would never be able to find out exactly how many, but I'm guessing it's not that many.
No, we would never know, but it just can't be, though, with the internet being what it was. There's no magazines that make any money anyway, let alone kind of fringe magazines like that, but.
Yeah, I mean, pre-internet, I can understand, you know, because that's the only way you would get any sort of news, about any upcoming horror movies or anything back in the 80s and up to the mid-90s, the late 90s probably. But it's just a different time now. I mean, you can go to gorezone.net and fuck, in 5 minutes you'll get all the latest news each day.
Right. So. And I think what they had to do, and this is why I think they got Chris Alexander at Fangoria for example, is like the idea of doing new horror films as they come out, that was going to kill that magazine. There's no way, because there's nothing out. Like, what would they do right now? Like, Deliverers from Evil? They'd have that on the cover, right? That movie's a piece of shit. Like, it's a huge piece. Like, and everything that's been coming out in the last couple months has been awful. So just, they were not going to make any money doing that. Like, having new movies each month like they used to do. It wasn't the way that whatever the horror market was going. Yeah. So they had to get a guy in there that was like nostalgic, that brought back like the basically that ended up doing what like Whorehound has been doing and Rue Morgue, like went back and did the 80s movies and that's what they've done. But that, I mean, I don't trust any of those magazines like to actually give you any kind of real news or anything.
Yeah. Interesting, you know, we're almost 10 years, 9 years, 10-year mark coming up next year. The reason we started doing Dead Pit is still pretty much the reason we're still doing it, I think. Because a lot of these big, you know, like we're saying, the big magazines, big websites, Fangoria, Blood Disgusting, whatever, they don't want to ruffle feathers. They don't want to. And it's true. It is totally true. It's just it's a political thing. And in 2014, 9 years after we started, we're still doing the same damn thing. And I think that's pretty cool. And, you know, the whole Robert Englund thing, man, I can't wait. I really can't just see how shitty that's going to be. But we will, I guess we'll continue on with some other events and things like that.
Shittiness.
Yeah, other shittiness. One big thing though that I wanted to mention. Hello?
Oh, sorry. I lost you there for a second, I think.
Internet connection's not doing too well. But, hopefully we'll make it through this show. But what I was going to say is, big thing that happened this week. A lot of people, I've gotten messages after message on Facebook about, getting Dead Pit Radio on Stitcher. Now, do you know what Stitcher is, Uncle Bill?
I have no earthly idea what the hell that is. No.
Stitcher is a popular, app on iPhone and I think Android where if you get your podcast or radio show on there, if you have iPad, iPod, any sort of smartphone, you can download the app and just subscribe to the channel on Stitcher and you can stream all the shows on the Stitcher app. So,
well, that sounds like a pretty cool deal. I didn't know about it.
Yeah. And, it's how a lot of people listen to podcasts and that way they don't have to download it. They can just stream it straight, you know, through their app. So, you know, that is one thing that we, got, Stitcher added us on their website and their, I guess, whatever. I don't really know what it is either, to be honest, but I mean, it's an easier way to listen to the show if you've got a smartphone. So you can download the Stitcher app and, check out Dead Pit on there now.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I did see that you posted something about that on the Dead Pit. Yeah. Universe show. So that was pretty cool though.
Yeah, and also, I'm thinking within the next day or two, I'll post a link as well. You'll notice on Facebook that we've got a brand new, logo for the Dead Pit Universe, on Facebook, which has been our Facebook thing for the last 2 years or whatever. There's actually going to be exclusive on Fast Custom Shirts website, a brand new Dead Pit Universe t-shirt and or tank top. Whatever you, this is the first time I think we've ever offered tank tops, Uncle Bill.
Oh, Lord.
Since it is the summertime. And, you know, I'm wearing a lot of tank tops now since I'm walking and stuff every day and I'm trying to stay cool and stay creepy. So you can, they're both on there at reasonable prices too, I think. They should be up there in the next day or two. So I think the tank top is like 17 and the t-shirt's 15. So, and it's a fucking, it's a kick-ass looking t-shirt. So that'll be up on the Fast Custom Shirts site. And all those orders are going through Joe too. So, everybody bitching about me taking so long to mail that stuff out. It's all going through T-Shirt Joe, so he'll hook you up, and he goes to the fucking post office every goddamn day.
He does, although I don't know what he's going to do with all of his money now. He's not drinking anymore. He must be saving it or something.
Shit, if he's not drinking, what in the hell is he going to do?
That's what I was saying. I don't know. Meth? I don't know.
Yeah.
What do they do in Texas?
Maybe he'll just start collecting money.
That might be good, too. Yeah, you never know.
T-Shirt Joe without beer? That's like Jesus without his robe.
Yeah, it's just like that. I was seriously trying to figure out, like, I don't know what that would be like, man. I don't think I've ever seen it. It's like Bigfoot. It's, I know it could possibly exist, but
yeah, we
never seen it.
We should cue up the Kiss song, World Without Heroes. And so we're thinking about that.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Those t-shirts are really cool, though. I saw the design and everything. So.
It is a neat little design, that's for sure. And it's actually coinciding, I guess. We'll have, you know, the new Dead Pit site up in less than 2 months, Uncle Bill. And it's going to be big. We're going to start hopping it up big. And I'm thinking, like, we should do this, man. We should do this. The week that the new site debuts, we should, like, make an epic show of some sort. Do something. Like maybe, I don't know, we could have one of our old favorite guests back on and do the call-ins. But basically do it like an old school Dead Pit show like we used to do, like a 3-hour deal or something.
It's a good idea. We could get Tiffany Shepard on, talk about her being in Sharknado 2.
Is she in Sharknado 2?
I swear she is. She's actually got a pretty big role in that, too.
Really? Well, that's a pretty big deal then. I haven't seen her in many movies as of late, but that's actually a pretty big deal because, like, for some reason, Sharknado, like, they got, like, some sort of sponsorship with Subway and shit, too. Like, I'm like, what? And I saw, like, a Sharknado, like, end cap thing at Walmart, too, like, where they were talking about, they had big Sharknado thing and a bunch of like shark movies and shark documentaries and shit. I'm like, what?
I have no idea how I'm curious. I'm going to go in Subway just to see how they did that.
Sharknado's become mainstream. Is Subway going to start putting fish on their subs and stuff?
Yeah, they're going to start serving shark. We're going to have shark subs.
Yeah. So anyway, we do have some news to talk about this week aside from us bullshitting, but if anybody does want to donate for the Dead Pit site, we're going to have that donation bar up from now on because I don't know how much, you know, this bandwidth and all this stuff is going to add up over the, you know, coming months and years ahead. So that'll stay up, but the plan is every Dead Pit episode is going to be on there. So that's going to be crazy.
That will be because I don't know if people realize. Are we coming up on, I was trying to figure this out the other day. Are we coming up on 9 or 10 years? Like in
it'll January? Be our ninth year is coming up in December, starting in December, and then the 10th year will be after that.
Jesus Christ!
So it's pretty crazy, man. I mean, you know, considering, and I know people, you know, people always like to bitch and complain. It's the internet, but at the same time, I mean, if you really look at all the stuff that's happened over the years. We've done this, you know, this show. And, you know, I'm not going to get personal, but, I mean, you know some of the stuff that probably never would have happened to you in your life had it not been for, you know, the radio show, which is, you know, some of this stuff, and I'm not going to go into details because I don't know what you want to talk about. That's crazy to think that, you know.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. And some of the other things, I'm not even just talking about like personal stuff, but just some of the, I mean, I don't even know how much people know about or we could get into, but just legal stuff that's happened. And that's
we've been threatened. We've never been sued yet, but we've been threatened numerous times.
Yeah, it's just crazy, man.
Yeah. It has. It's been a roller coaster ride, I'll say that.
If you think about it, though, I mean, we've talked to just about everybody, just about maybe one or two people that I would want to talk to that we'll never get to talk to. I've come to that realization, but we've probably talked to everybody other than that we've ever wanted to talk to in the horror realm. And we've done, I don't know how many conventions, it's probably 30, if not more now.
Yeah.
And the screenings and everything, I mean.
Yeah, and people have asked us about conventions this year. And, man, it's not that I wouldn't do a show this year, but it's just the fact that I'm kind of still just burnt out on the whole convention thing.
Yeah, I am too.
I like meeting people and getting autographs and all that, but it's just so different than what it was when we started going to these shows. And it's just such a money racket now. And it really just, it's not fun for me anymore to go and see, you know, oh, so-and-so is there. If you want a picture, that's an extra $25. Or so-and-so, you know, you can. It's just, I'm like, God. I mean, it's just, it's sad.
It is, man. And I don't know if people realize it has gotten a lot worse, though, in that way, too. I mean, over the years, it just keeps getting worse. And they just keep coming up with things to, like, get money out of people. And it's really annoying now. Yeah. And everything seems to be going the way of, like, turning things into. Nothing's just a horror show right now. It's like maybe one show I can think of. But the rest of them are like, let's put some paranormal shit in there, and then let's do a Comic-Con thing in there, and blah, 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 blah. It's all this other stuff. So
let's put some porn stars in there and wrestlers.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
So, yeah.
But yeah, at some point, we should probably talk about what's going on.
Yeah, there is some new topics this week, and one that I wanted to mention on here, because I don't know if you've seen the trailer. They released San Diego Comic-Con this past weekend. And there's a lot of, like, stuff that came out from that, a lot of teaser trailers and shit like that. And one of the big things was, well, at least for horror, it wasn't a whole lot of horror stuff. WWE and Lionsgate released the trailer for the upcoming See No Evil 2.
I did watch that.
Which, you know, was directed by the Soska sisters, I think. And interesting thing, like, I was wondering, was this going to be in theaters? Evidently not. Coming out on DVD, Blu-ray, and VOD on October the 17th. So, again, another one of those cases where this is not going to be in the theater, oddly enough. Even though this was, I'm thinking aside from The Marine, this was the most successful WWE film ever. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I watched that trailer, man. And if you haven't watched that trailer, anybody, I suggest you do. What in the hell's on his face? Like, what is it the mask, like, that they're going for?
It there? Looks like just a clear, like, protective, like, okay, didn't he get his face cut off or something? I haven't seen the last movie.
I thought he fell out of a fucking, like, building.
I thought he had his face sawed off or something. It's something attaching his, like, face back to his head, I think. But I may be wrong on that. I don't know.
Well, that could be it, but I don't. It just looks bizarre. Like, I don't even know how to describe what it is. Like,
yeah, I'm surprised they went with a mask.
Yeah, I am too.
I don't know. I mean, we already know what he looked like, so it's kind of like the Kane character.
I'm gonna tell you something else, though, man. And this one was the one that got me even more, like, kind of just. I was kind of stupefied by it. Another trailer that I saw.
I'm play that Disturbed song.
Yeah.
Wow. That fucking band blows.
Yeah, they really do. But was the Leprechaun Origins or whatever trailer? Did you watch that?
I watched a trailer, like, they didn't show the Leprechaun in it,
No, they don't.
Right.
And
okay.
What's even funnier about it is it looks like a damn, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, it looked like a slasher movie kind of, too.
And it's serious. Like, they're not, there's no humor in it whatsoever. I was like, are they really going to try to make a movie with Hornswoggle, like a serious, scary horror film? But apparently, that's what they're doing.
Well, what I'm thinking is Hornswoggle's basically just a little stunt midget in this. I don't think he's, it's going to be different from the Leprechaun, you know, that we're familiar with, the, you know, the one-liners, the funny, you know, hokey stuff. I think this is going to be just, yeah, like you were saying, serious take on it. So it, I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And this one's also, I think that one's also, of course, just arriving, like, you know, video on demand or DVD, straight to DVD.
But man, it just looked like something that you would not want to watch. It looked like one. It looked like the fucking Texas Chainsaw, The Beginning. That's exactly what it looked like. And I was just kind of dumbfounded by that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of strange too that WWE and we could talk about wrestling a little bit on here too. Well, why the fuck not? Because there was a big news story this week about TNA. Which,
that's true.
That'd be
yeah.
fun to talk about. But it's weird that WWE is doing these horror movies, and they're really throwing out there just a completely almost G-rated wrestling show.
That's true.
So it's going to be weird to see how do they market that on TV. And you know they're going to, because you know how they do things.
But that's the weird thing, is that their movies seem to be the more graphic, realistic movies, and then the show is just like the worst kiddie kind of show ever. So it's
it really
odd.
Is. Yeah.
But, yeah, WWE, in terms of producing films, they seem to be going like strictly Lionsgate-looking kinds of movies. That seems to be the...
Well,
a lot of CG,
they're
a lot
working
of, like,
with
dark...
They're working with Lionsgate, I think, on both of these movies.
Yeah. So, a lot of dark CG-ish kind of...
I'll get Leprechaun, though. I mean, it comes out in this big box set, and you'll probably be able to find it for like $20, $25 on Blu-ray. It comes with all the Leprechaun movies, so I'll probably get that.
Does it come with Leprechaun Back to the Hood, though? That's the one I care about.
Yeah.
Well, I'm buying it.
Yeah, Back the number two, the Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. Here's something, though, that I was actually wondering if you watched, too. Because I saw it. I actually posted something about it on the Facebook page. Another thing that got released at the Comic-Con was the trailer for Kevin Smith's new film, which is called Tusk.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, did you have a chance to watch that trailer?
No, baby, I didn't watch Tusk. Tell me about it.
All right. So a couple of things for it and a couple of things against it, really. So for it is the fact that the main two stars appear to be Michael Park and Justin Long, who are both pretty awesome, especially Michael Park, who was the main guy in Red State, you know, for people that have seen that movie. And he's been in like every Tarantino movie ever made, I think. So what it looks like, though, here's the part where I'm kind of like, he invites Justin Long out to his house. Justin Long comes out. He kidnaps him and apparently tries to turn him into a fucking walrus, which sounds
what?
A whole awful lot like the Human Centipede. So that's what I was thinking. I was like, it looks exactly like the plot, like crazy, deranged dude kidnaps people, turns them into an animal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is kind of strange.
And that seems to be it. Like, that's the whole film, from what I can gather.
And Kevin Smith, like, yeah, if that's it, like, that's kind of surprising. Because normally, I mean, his, you know, there's more to his stuff. I'm just thinking maybe there is more to it once we see the final movie, but it comes out.
There's got to be a backstory to that. I mean, but it just seems so odd anyway.
It's coming out pretty quick, though, I think, isn't it?
Let's see. September the 19th is when it's actually released.
Yeah, what's funny, like what I was reading about, though, they're going to have like a lot of people making, a couple of interesting people making like brief appearances. Like Johnny Depp's going to be in the movie. And Haley Joel Osment, really? Like, I haven't seen that motherfucker in anything in years.
Yeah, that dude looks rough. He's in that trailer. He does not look well.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I don't know about that, but hell, if it, Kevin Smith's earned, like, I will always watch that shit. You know, whatever he does, I think he's definitely earned that.
Yeah, so. I do too. I mean, I'll watch it because it looks at least interesting, and I like his films and stuff. It's just, that's a weird way to go, you know what I mean?
Something that kind of reminded me, though, of some of the stuff that came out of San Diego Comic-Con, since you mentioned Kevin Smith. They did release, like, some of the publicity photos and stuff for that Superman-Batman movie. And, man, like, I am so sick of these dark fucking comic book movies. Like, and obviously that's what, I mean, this is going to be another one. And I think Wonder Woman's in it and shit, too, or something.
Really?
Yeah, because they released, like, photos of Wonder Woman, Batman, and Superman. And it's just... man, like, I'm sick of this style. I mean, Batman, I can understand because it's kind of the character. Batman's a dark character, whatever. But every fucking movie, like, can't you come up with something different? Like, Tim Burton revolutionized fucking Batman films, evidently, because every motherfucker looks exactly like the Tim. It really is. It's just a slight change from the Superman or from the Batman. You know, from 1989, and you're still doing the same shit.
Yeah, I think that the Superman movie is one that killed it for me, though. Like, when I saw that Superman shit, like, where he destroys an entire town, ends up murdering somebody and all that stuff, I was just like, no, I think I'm checked out.
Yeah, and seriously, has there ever been a superhero woman that's been worth a fuck in the theater, like in movies?
No, actually, I don't think there is.
Like, I mean, think about it. Fucking Catwoman. God damn, what a piece of shit that was.
You got Elektra.
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner. That was awful. You got Catwoman. Then you got, there's got to be a couple more of them.
I'm
too.
Sure there's more. Have there ever been a She-Hulk?
No, there never has.
Oh, shit. No. So, yeah. Fuck. And I saw something they're releasing, I guess, Marvel released this. They've got like, I don't know, 10 or 12 different Marvel superhero movies lined up through like 2019. Like,
they make a ton of money, man.
Release
Nobody
dates.
Really likes them except little kids.
Evidently. Man, I'm making a bold prediction right now. And this is coming out next summer, I think. Batman vs. Superman is going to suck dick. I'm not going to watch that fucking thing in the theater. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'll watch it when it comes out on... I'll get the voodoo code. I'll watch it that way. I will bet any amount of money right now, and you mark it down, and I'll put this shit on YouTube so people can listen to this shit a year from now. Batman vs. Superman will suck dick. It's going to be horrible. I bet you anything.
I don't see how it couldn't be, really. But
yeah.
I'll tell you this, though. Another one that I was like, what in the absolute fuck? Did you see have you seen the trailers for, I'm sure you have, they've been all over, the Guardians of the Galaxy shit?
Yeah, it looks fucking retarded, too.
Why? What is that? Like, why would you do a movie about that, of all the things?
Yeah, for one thing, like, who in the hell is going to make a mainstream movie and have Batista starring it?
I know.
What the fuck? Like, really?
And
like, I'm gonna get my vegetables, and you got a fox talking and shit in it. Hey, as bad as all these movies look, man, I'm gonna go see that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Well, I mean, honestly, I hope that those comic book movies do look bad, because I want that trend to fucking die so bad. Like, so bad. Like, I would prefer them all to bomb. So if they do, that'd be great.
I like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. You know why?
Why?
Cause they got fucking Vanilla Ice back on mainstream TV.
It did, didn't it?
Did you see that shit?
Yeah, I did.
I marked the fuck out when I saw that. Cause he was singing that song from Secret of the Ooze or whatever.
Yo.
Go Ninja.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go.
Yeah. Oh shit. And you know though, the thing is, you know, you're talking about the superhero movies and how stupid they are and how kids, you know, like that stupid shit. At least the Ninja Turtles, it's just retardedly stupid. I don't know if that's even a word, but I just created it.
Retardedly stupid?
Yeah. it's so goddamn stupid that it's just funny. It's fun to watch, and it's just stupid, you know. Mm-hmm. With these other movies, they're trying to be serious and dark and all this bullshit. So, but I was reading another article, though, that said that this year was the lowest, or so far this summer, the lowest paid, you know, I guess, movie gross in like 20 years or something like that of the summer.
Like summer movie. Saw that article, too.
Yeah.
But you can definitely see why, man. Jesus. The stuff they're putting out is like... And the funny thing about it is, guys like Michael Bay that are just completely douchebags about it. Like, they're completely unapologetic about it. I mean, I saw an interview where he said, you know, people can say whatever the hell they want. They're just going to keep going to these movies and anyway. And they do. That's the sad thing.
They really do. Yeah.
All his stupid-ass shit, the Transformers movies and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think nowadays, too, they make movies... And they realize that just the franchise, or they assume that just because it's a franchise and just because the other films made a fortune, that the next film is guaranteed to make a fortune. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of times it does. I mean, until it
didn't this year, though. That's the thing. Like, yeah. The new Transformers movie came out. And I don't know if you noticed this. I don't watch that much TV, as much TV as I used to. But they didn't really promote that movie that much. I didn't see too many TV spots on TV. I wasn't paying attention. But did you see many TV spots for that new Transformers movie?
No, I didn't. Because that's the thing. I didn't even know that Marky Mark was in it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that they're just assuming that, oh, it's a Transformers movie. Everybody's going to go see it, you know, because they saw all the other Transformers movies.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that's why, and Amazing Spider-Man 2. Dude, I like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies. I know you didn't. But that first Amazing Spider-Man, that was awful. That was just horrible. I don't know if you got the chance to see it.
Yeah, I actually did have a chance to see it.
I thought it was bad.
I don't even know why, either. Like, I hate all those movies.
Yeah. I know you're not a superhero guy, but I'm just saying... You know, that came out. I don't think anybody really wanted a sequel to that. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't hear too many people saying many good things about that Spider-Man movie.
No, but the weird thing about it is, though, I still stand by this, too. Like, I'm still confused by why people like the Superman movie. And there's a lot of people that defend that movie, man.
That was a weird one because when that came out, it was like praised by everybody, and then afterwards, a lot of the people that saw it upon that praise was shitting on it, like we did.
It's awful.
It was.
I don't even know how to get back into that, but all those movies are awful. Like, every single one of them is just fucking bad.
Yeah. Superhero movies, like, I think Hollywood's making a mistake, too. I mean, they're already, you've got, of course, they're hot now, or they were hot, you know, in the last couple of years. But if you're scheduling films 10 years plus, you know, you're setting yourself up for disaster. Because, I mean, in 10 years, who knows what's going to be popular? Who knows what in the hell people are going to go see in the theater? Who knows if people are even going to watch movies in the theater? Because we're seeing that even more nowadays. I mean, a lot of these movies going directly on, you know, Vudu or Netflix or whatever, and people, that's how people are watching movies. In 10 years, it could be a very similar setup, you know.
That's true,
that could kill off I'm hoping it doesn't, because I like going and seeing movies in the theaters occasionally, but, you know, the prices and everything keep going up and up. People aren't going to be able to afford that.
No, and I think you're right, though. If you plan anything that far ahead of time, you're really taking a chance. Like, any of that stuff being popular... There's a long time when it wasn't popular, like, or it was just, you know, they'd release one every 5 years or something like that, but definitely not like it is now. Like, it's every movie, man. Like, or I would say at least every other movie is some sort of superhero movie.
Yeah.
That's just annoying.
And it sucks for horror fans, too, because you don't have any movies coming out, man, like, watch in a theater. You really don't. You know,
I told you the only things that really get put out right now in theaters, and I don't know why this is like exorcism movies and like Paranormal Activity movies. Those are the only, like, Possession slash Exorcism and those Paranormal Activity kind of movies.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But I think we should take a break, and then we'll get some more news and just get the hell out of here. How's that sound?
All righty.
We'll be back here in just a brief break here or whatever. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. Here on Dead Pits. Howdy folks, it's Creepy Kentuckian here. Have you ever seen those ultraviolet or voodoo codes included with the newest DVD or Blu-ray releases? If you're not using them, I can. You can send them to me via email at wesvance@gmail.com. That's wesvance@gmail.com. Or you can just send me a private message on Facebook. If you want to send me an image, or type out the code, either one will work, and I would greatly appreciate it. With thousands upon thousands of physical copies in my collection, I simply don't have the space to buy movies anymore. So with the help of you guys, I can see the latest releases without having them take up room at Dead Pit headquarters. I will accept any movie and any voodoo credit you have, you can email my way. Once again, that's wesvance@gmail.com, wesvance@gmail.com, or on Facebook, private message me. Thanks, guys, and enjoy the rest of the show. Well, I'm a spaceman, baby. Hey, folks. Now you have an opportunity to listen to every episode of Dead Pit Radio that's ever been recorded. Isn't that right, Uncle Bill?
All of your favorite shows with all of your favorite interviews and all of the skits that made us legendary can now be yours. Imagine it.
Yeah, it's not Dead Pit Premium. We've talked about that for a while, but this is an opportunity for the next 3 or 4 months for you to donate some of your money so we can pay for server costs to include such famous Dead Pit episodes as the John Carpenter Show.
Or the George Romero Show.
The Angus Scrim Show, boy!
And so many others, including guys like Joe Dante and Stuart Gordon and all of your favorite directors and actors from horror films.
Scream queens like Linnea Quigley, Felissa Rose, Tiffany Shepis. The list goes on and on and on and on. Tons of interviews and skits all the way back to the very first Dead Pit radio show, which hasn't been heard in, what, 4 or 5 years now?
Probably at least that. So all we're asking is for a small donation from a lot of people to keep this going.
Yeah.
And all of those shows can be yours.
That's right. Brand new Dead Pit website is debuting this fall. And the goal is, by probably September or October, it'll be up. And it will, if your donations meet expectations, okay, and there's no masturbations on board, it'll include 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, and yes, 2014. We've been doing this show too fucking long.
That's true, but think about it. You can get it at the beginning, you can get it in the middle, and you can get it towards the end, which is where we're at right now.
That's true.
But all that can be yours from the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
DeadPit.com. Donation boxes on the main page. You know what, Uncle Bill?
Shut your fucking mouth right now.
No. I want to talk about Fast Custom Shirts.
Holy shit! Well, let's talk about it.
BassCustomShirts.com provides some of the best horror t-shirts I have ever fucking seen.
I don't think that you can really fully appreciate how awesome the t-shirts are over at FastCustomShirts.com until you go over to FastCustomShirts.com and look for yourself.
Yeah. The Hitman T-Shirt Joe. The highest quality of shirts that I've actually designed some of them, Uncle Bill. He actually lets the fans design some of the shirts for his site. Who else does that? Who else?
Nobody I know of. But when he's not busy playing with Carmen Opposite, he's busy cranking out some of the most high-quality fucking shirts that you're going to find this side of any other damn whore T-shirt maker.
Yeah. So check him out. FastCustomShirts.com. The best there is.
The best there was.
And the best there ever will be.
It's a boot respect.
We're going to continue on this lovely news section because there is some interesting things to talk about. And this is probably one of the more interesting and one of the bigger stories that's come out in the past, I'd say a couple of weeks, actually.
Right.
And I was really curious when I saw this, what your take on it would be. The Evil Dead TV series. So I'm sure everybody listening to this show has already heard about this by now because it's been on like everything.
Okay.
So they are, Sam Raimi is apparently helping to develop an Evil Dead TV series that will supposedly star in some way Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
So.
And Sam Raimi's also supposedly, I don't know, creatively behind it too, right?
Right. So far, yeah. That's what is being rumored, I guess.
And I'll say the same thing I said about the remake, because it's true. Evil Dead's an awesome franchise. I love the Evil Dead movies. But Evil Dead is not like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, or Halloween. Okay, those are the big ones as far as horror franchises go. So in 2014, 2015, whenever this series comes out, who's going to be the market? You know, who do they want the audience to be? Because less than 5% of the people that's watching TV probably even knows who the hell Bruce Campbell is. Right? And if they're a fan of the Evil Dead remake, which odds are the majority of them were, they're going to be mighty disappointed in, you know, the fact that, well, Bruce Campbell, they're going to ask, who the fuck is this? Who is this guy? Because you're, and maybe I'm wrong on this. Maybe I'm assuming quite a bit. But I don't think that the audience of 2014-2015 has a clue about the original Evil Dead series. That's just my opinion. We had some more internet issues there, but basically what I was saying, so I don't have to repeat myself a good, you know, over again because it did record on here. There's not an audience for that TV show, basically what I was saying.
Well, yeah, I'd say you're probably right about that too. But the second part of it is, I'm just really fucking tired of him. Like, I really am. Like,
you're tired of Bruce?
Yes. I think it's gone on long enough. Like, dude, I love those movies and everything.
I do too. That's what I was saying.
But it's just, they have run that shtick into the fucking ground. Now, I mean, people get on to us for our shtick, but we've only been doing it for, 9 years. That guy's been doing it for damn near 40. like the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm just, I don't give a fuck. I do not give a fuck. And I'm sure a lot of people will.
I don't think so, man. I really don't. I don't think anybody will give a fuck.
I hope not, man.
You know, Evil Dead, as far as the horror, hardcore horror fans go, over the age of 30, 35, 40 years old, they care, okay? But there's not enough of them that's going to matter, you know? You had the Evil Dead remake come out. There's fans of the remake that may watch the TV show, but this thing, it doesn't sound like it's going to have anybody from the remake in the TV show.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I just thought that was... I was a bad idea. I don't think it'll ever happen. I mean, they say it's going to happen. I don't see it happening.
Well, just, I mean, who... A couple of things about that, too. Is nobody, like, trying to come up with anything to put on TV that's original? Because I'm really tired of all the, like, retreads of that, too, you know? It's like... There's only so many times, even for like the most hardcore fans, that you can see the same things over and over and over again before you just get tired of them. They're killing all of this stuff. They're just by over showing it. And like these guys like Bruce Campbell is just like on and on and on and on and on until you just don't even care anymore.
Yeah. Like I was saying, I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, it's just, it's like they've kind of watered everything down so much, you know, and Bruce Campbell has done just so many shitty, like, look at Bruce Campbell's IMDb, right? And he still does shitty TV show after shitty TV show, shitty movie. Like, he's just so... watered down. Like, I don't know why anybody would really. It's like us. I don't think either one of us ever like waited in line to meet Bruce Campbell. Not that I wouldn't. I mean, I'd like to meet the guy, but I'm just not. He's not that upper echelon where I'm like, yeah, man, that's Ash from Evil Dead. Yeah, he was Ash from Evil Dead. He was fucking Briscoe County Jr. He was fucking, you know, that Sam Ash or whatever.
Yeah.
Sam Axe or something. He's been in a gazillion shitty roles and he had one good role. So, but it is, I don't see it happening. I'd be shocked if a network picked that show up. Cause you don't have an audience. I get it. It's kind of zombie related, but yeah, there's only going to be one hit zombie show and it's already out there.
That's true. I mean, I think it was just maybe the idea of Sam Raimi getting behind it and everything, too.
Yeah. But the TV show trend, I hate that shit, too, by the way. I don't know if any of this shit will ever actually come to fruition, like Friday the 13th TV show. And there's some bullshit about a Scanners TV series on here as well. Like, that's never fucking going to happen. Like, seriously, Scanners is – that movie came out, what, 30-some years ago or something? And it wasn't even a hit, was it? Was it even a hit when it came out?
The only thing that was really a hit about it was the head explosion scene.
Yeah.
I mean, I did buy that movie recently, the Criterion version, because it fucking looks killer and the packaging looks killer too.
Yeah. But that's still not one of your favorite. I know it's not one of your favorite Cronenberg movies.
I would buy anything that guy comes out with on Blu-ray. I mean, Cronenberg. But no, it's not even in like top five, I would say.
Yeah.
It's an odd one to buy. But man, like, I think we've talked about this before. Everything's going to TV shows and series. It's like they're remaking everything into a TV show because so many of them did well, like, the first time around. But they're going to end up killing that. They're going to destroy the whole fucking thing by doing that.
I don't even think a lot of these shows will ever happen, though. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. And if they do, it would be bad for the whole thing, really.
Yeah. But, nah. It is what it is, I guess. Let's see. Any other news stories on here? They're talking about Walking Dead Season 5. That's coming up here in, a couple months or something. You excited about that?
I am excited about that. That's where they go. finish the storyline up from Terminus, which I know you don't watch the show or anything, but everybody knows that Terminus is cannibals and all this stuff, so that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, they're getting into the, you know, around the fifth season is when they start telling, like, too much info about the show, usually.
That's when the show jumps the shark, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's like they you think you've got all the answers, they start changing the questions.
Yeah, most shows don't make it beyond the fifth season.
They start really sucking dick around that time, most of them do.
Yeah. Like, so we'll see, though.
Like Dexter, man, like, not, I thought Dexter was decent right up until the last few episodes of season 8. But season 4 was so killer with, John, you know, season of John Lithgow. That was just, that was one of the best seasons of TV I've ever watched. So, yeah, I mean, they kind of couldn't ever outdo that season. They couldn't even come close. So, yeah.
Now, the next season was pretty bad, I thought. Like the one with, Julie Stiles in it.
Yeah, Julie Stiles, she's boring as shit. I can't stand watching her anything.
I was looking on here, though, man, and I just noticed this, and I don't even know what to think about it. Have you seen this Alexandra Aja's next film called Horns?
I know Harry Potter's in it.
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe's in it, based on the novel by Joe Hill, who I think, isn't Joe Hill Stephen King's son?
He is, yeah.
So, it just, I don't even know how to explain this.
That just sounds like a movie I'd never want to watch.
You don't want to watch it. And you can look at the trailer, I mean, not the trailer, the poster. If you get a chance, anybody listening to the sound of my voice, look at the poster for this. And I think that would say just about anything that you would need to know, really.
Yeah. One of the big things, though, that we should definitely mention on here, and to see if I can't, I don't know if I can find the list as quick, but I just thought of it. Since we just had Felcher on earlier in the month, and I know we were talking about two of these movies in detail with Felcher. In detail. I mean, I remember I actually brought one of them up by name because I knew that this film, you know, had never been, I mean, it'd only been on DVD one fucking time back when DVD first came out. But yeah, I mean, they announced, let's see, Monkey Shines is the big one that, and we're talking about Scream Factory, by the way, who's always announcing shit. It seems like we can't keep track of all the, you know, all the movies that they, I mean, hell's far. You're going to have to fucking, it's almost like paying a mortgage or something, paying like rent if you want to keep up with all these stupid fucking releases. And not to say they're bad releases, but shit. I mean, they ain't giving nobody a break, man.
They're pumping them out there, man. 10. How you going to like announce 10 titles at one time?
Well, that ain't even nothing for them. But yeah, I mean, you got Monkey Shines, which I'm buying Monkey Shines, man. Like, I hope they do it justice. Cause it was always a guilty pleasure of mine, back in the day. You know.
I'll probably buy both of them. I haven't even seen The Dark Half in 10 years, but I'll probably buy it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. The Dark Half was another one. They're releasing, and I'm not, that excited about, you know, there's a couple of them, like, Escape from New York, I've already got it on Blu-ray, and I paid $6 for it on Blu-ray. So, I'm happy with that. You know, it looks fine to me. I thought it looked okay. I don't know. And they're releasing Candyman 2. What's some more of them? I remember...
That's a weird one, though. I think they're releasing Clive Barker's Lord of Illusions 2.
Yeah.
At some point. That's not one of the ones that was mentioned in that list, but they were.
Well, there's another one, too, that I remember, that they announced. Yeah, Dolls was one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Invaders from Mars, that is an interesting one. That's kind of a crappy movie, but it's kind of, you know, it's a Tobey Hooper film. It's one that's, it's kind of interesting to look, to watch, because you're like, damn, this got made, and this was in theaters back in the day. You're like, what? Another one, though, that I'm definitely not rebuying, just because the Blu-ray I've got looks awesome, and I remember, that's Mad Max. That's an awesome movie. But that first Blu-ray looked amazing. I mean, I know it didn't have that many extras on it, but I'm fine with my copy of that.
People are huge marks for that movie, though, so you know they'll be buying it.
Well, yeah, I mean, just for the extras and stuff, but to me, you know, I mean, I'm fine with the first Blu-ray they did.
But man, I don't know if you remember this or not, but I'm thinking that didn't he at one point in the interview say something like, I mean, I would be honored to work on Monkey Shines and the Dark Half or something like that. Didn't he say that?
Yeah. Now looking back at it, he was kind of hinting at it, I guess.
He was.
Yeah. And now he's going to be working on it. So we'll be able to make fun of Felcher for, you know, bullshit. And the thing is, here's the thing too, that we do this for everybody we interview. If they're kind of holding something back in the interview, we'll wait until after the show, after we get doing the interview, and we tried to get him to tell us afterwards. He still fucking wouldn't do it.
No.
He could have been like, oh, well, you know, that is coming. But he didn't even do that, Lord.
Man.
So no, I hope to God Scream Factory's, I hope Felcher's getting a fucking, he's on the regular payroll or something.
Well, he basically is. I mean, think about it. That's like having a retirement fund or something. All the shit they release. Yeah. Like, he'd work on that stuff forever.
Yeah. But, I mean, Scream Factory, fellas, slow it the fuck down. I mean, you realize they've got movies like The Final Terror and shit for $26.99 on Blu-ray. Yeah. Bulls, really? Like, goddamn.
Once again, though, they're really, like, appealing to the collector nut-ish kind of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, yeah.
There are people that will buy all those just because of the packaging and stuff. I guarantee it. I guarantee you there are people that have every single one of those Scream Factory.
I know there's a lot of people that buy every one of them.
Yeah.
Out of this batch, I might get the Dark Half as well. You know, Monkey Shine's a Dark Half. Maybe Dolls. Because I don't have Dolls on anything. But, I mean, the rest of them, you know. And it's, there's a big difference, too. And we were talking about this last week with Steve. And this episode, we should just call this 100% bullshitting, because that's basically what we've done.
Right.
But, and I made a post on my Facebook page about this today. There are so many limited editions now, and collector's editions, that everything's a limited edition. Pretty much everything that Scorpion and Code Red does is limited edition.
Right.
You know, you've got this Nightbreed limited edition. You've got all these Twilight Time limited editions. You've got Synapse doing these limited editions.
You know, that's how you make money. I mean,
and they just go ahead.
What you're real, and this is the truth. And if they were being really appealing to, is you have something that somebody else doesn't have. That's how they're getting these people to buy all this stuff.
Right.
It's not about the movie. It's not about the content of the movie, and it's not about the special features. If they were being honest, if people buying this shit were being honest, the majority of them, what it's really about is having something that somebody else doesn't have. And in that way, like somehow or another, that makes them better in their fucking minds.
Right.
Than that other person.
Yeah.
That's why everything's limited and collectors and, like, you know, limited 3,000. It's just trying to appeal to those people that think that anything.
I think it's kind of, and I like Scream Factory. I like what they do. I'm glad that they're around. But some of the stuff they do, man, like, I don't know. Like, the whole thing with the Nightbreed limited edition that they did, right? They did it 5,000 first. They sold out of 5,000. I would have never thought that at $80 a pop or whatever it is. It's like about $60 on Amazon. So, you know, they add 5,000 more. So they make it 10,000. So,
yep.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think that's kind of shitty.
It is. And I don't know, did those sell out? Like,
I don't know. I don't even think the next batch of them's on sale yet, but. Yeah, I don't think that was a good move. I wouldn't have done that.
No, I didn't ever like the idea of putting it up that much anyway, like the $60-$70 or whatever it was. And I thought that was kind of ridiculous. And people bought all that stuff because they thought that was a limited whatever collector's edition thing that was some big shit. And I don't know. It seems to work.
Yeah, it works for them. So what can you say? I mean, people buy it, people like the product, and hey, I like the product. You know, I'm not saying the product's not a good product. They do a great job. The transfers are always really good.
Synapse, man. Like, I don't think anybody does as good a transfer as Scream Factory. Like, I think they're some of the best I've seen.
Yeah. I mean, they do an excellent job. Everything all around, man. I mean, the covers, the transfer, the extras. The only thing with me is it's expensive. Every daggone one of them are high. You know, I really wish they would, especially with some of the lower, like the non-collector's edition releases, like those should be maybe 14 or 15 bucks. You know, I mean, why are they 26, 27, 30 bucks?
I don't know. You take a look at something like, I'll give you an example too. You take a look at something like Curtains, right? That movie had never been out on anything worth a shit anyway, like never really been released on anything.
Right.
Don May puts it out. It's going to look amazing. It's going to look better than anything in, like, probably 80% of my collection. You know it is. And I ended up getting that being on sale for, like, 13 bucks.
Right.
Now, why can I get that, which is going to look probably better than anything Scream Factory releases, for 13 bucks, and I have to pay, like, 26 bucks for Phantom of the Paradise or whatever? You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, especially since they have so many of these releases out, you know, you're talking about multiple, you know, how many a month? At least four or five a month, it seems like.
Yeah, it's like, I do agree with what you're saying, though, man. It's like, you really got to give people, and I know why they're doing it, but give somebody a break. Between releasing, like, they're releasing, what, three bigger titles a month?
Yeah. I mean, there's people that buy it, though. Like, I mean, I guess. So, you can't fault them for wanting to make money. I ain't going to say that. I'm just saying it'd be nice if some of these, they would actually kind of work with the fans a little bit more, and they'd probably be more people buy all the releases. Hell, if they had a real sale, you know, we're talking about 10 bucks a release or something, I would buy all of their shit that I don't have.
I'm surprised they haven't done that.
But I'm not,
they probably will.
I'm not going to do the, you know, when they put a title on sale, like usually in October, it's 16 bucks or something. And
yeah.
Plus it's another $5 or $6 to ship it. So
that's a sale for them.
Yeah, that is a sale for them, you know, but hey, They announce some pretty cool releases. I'm glad that they're doing Monkey Shines. I think that's an interesting movie, and that's one that we haven't got to talk about much on the show. So hopefully next year when it comes out, we'll get to review it and talk about it.
Yeah, I like the fact they release a lot of Romero stuff like that. And I do really appreciate the idea of them doing genre directors and things like Craven and Romero and Carpenter. They release a lot of their stuff.
Yeah.
And so, Hooper, too, come think of it.
Yeah. So, that is, the Scream Factory stuff. There's a lot of announcements, like we were saying, from that San Diego Comic-Con thing. A lot of exclusive toys. They had a Super Freddy figure that everybody was fucking going crazy about. Thank God I'm away from fucking action figures and shit. God.
Yeah, it's a whole other thing, isn't it? Like, you start getting into that, man, you might as well just go hang yourself if you don't have any money. Cause that's a whole other thing.
I mean, you know, if I have some extra money to go and buy that stuff and resell it, I'm all for that. But I think I missed that opportunity. I didn't even see that shit. But yeah, a lot of the toys and all that crap. Everybody's excited about the I think the Friday the 13th Roy figure finally came out this past week. So a lot of people getting that in. That's cool. But hell, at the same time, I'm not getting any figures. Fuck that shit. I'm not getting started on that shit.
I think you should. I think that'd be a good new thing
for
you to start getting.
Fact, no. So is there any other news or anything you want to mention on here? We've been on here over an hour already, so.
I was trying to think if there was anything else, but I don't recall. I mean, we were talking about all the different companies releasing stuff. There's all kinds of stuff coming out, like on Blu-ray. from different companies in the next couple months. Like, you'll be buying shit from here on.
I actually bought, I'm going to try to not be as bad this year. Cause I've been good. Actually, I haven't bought, I've maybe bought 3 or 4 movies, Blu-rays the whole year. But I did buy a couple this week. And I think I talked to you about one of them is Cannibal Holocaust, the new Grindhouse. I had to get that.
Yeah, you really do.
You know, I got it. They had a really good deal for it on Amazon, so I picked that up. And I got the new Blu-ray, the Fair is Fair edition of The Legend of Billie Jean.
Which I believe that was like $5, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like $5.15 or something like that on Amazon. So I was like, fuck yeah, I'm getting that shit. So,
yeah,
and I already had it on. I already had it on Vudu in HD, but I'd never owned an actual copy of that movie before, so I was like, fucking, I'm getting it.
I think that was a good, solid purchase for you there, though. You get to see T-Shirt Joe in that, too.
I know, T-Shirt Joe's a little boy in that. I've got the original one sheet in there somewhere.
But I was thinking about this, though. Now, that's the first, like you were talking about Blu-rays and stuff, that's the first couple of Blu-rays I've bought in probably 4 or 5 months, the Cannibal Holocaust and Curtains one.
Yeah.
And it's not like there's any lack of being able to buy anything. They've got so much shit coming out, but it's just, it's too much, like you said.
Yeah.
Too much money.
It is, you know, and Scream Factory is always coming out with stuff, and there's some stuff that eventually I want to get. I want to get the Sleepaway Camp at some point, and I probably want to get, Motel Hell. I don't think that one's come out yet, though, has it? I want to get that one at some point, too.
Well, somebody was talking about watching that one, but I don't think it has come out yet. I think it must be a review copy that they had.
So
I think it comes out in September or the later part of August.
Yeah, that's one that I want to get because I love that movie, and it's a fun one to watch around Halloween and stuff. So, but it's funny, though, how things have changed as far as, like, you know, when we started doing the show, we thought it was the coolest damn thing ever to get, you know, review copies of stuff, and we ended up getting so much shit that, you know, we end up just not even giving a shit anymore because, like, you run out of room and you're like, I don't really want to get every damn thing.
Right, and that's a weird thing that when we started that, it was nothing like it is now in terms of them releasing that many movies a month, you know, like, that you've never seen before.
No, but it was pretty crazy. I mean, there's a lot of other little smaller studios that would, I mean, we'd probably get 15, 16 different DVDs a week.
That's the thing about back then is that the height of that boom that started in 2005 with all the Hostel and stuff like that was the, all those little companies. Yeah. We would get, there's so many of them that are out of business now. We would get stuff like constantly from them, and a lot of it was awful.
It really was.
But we got so much that it was, you kind of prayed not to get stuff after a while.
Yeah. But, you know, I think in a lot of ways, there's not as many overall releases now, but Scream Factory's got consistent, awesome shit coming out. So, it's just costing us a fortune, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've really been I love Scream Factory and everything, but I've really been impressed with Synapse. So, the next 3 or 4 releases they're coming out with are really, really good. I mean, they really did a good job kind of following that formula.
Well, and plus their Don May's new 4K restoration Texas Chainsaw comes out here in a little bit too, I think next month.
That's true.
That's coming out through a different company.
I watched a 2K restoration of Death Spa, and let me just tell you, that's something else right there.
Death Spa's never looked so clear.
It hasn't. I never thought I'd see that much clarity in watching people get killed by exercise machines.
Did you buy Death Spa?
No, so they sent the Death Ball to me.
Oh,
actually.
You motherfucker! You need to let me borrow it.
I didn't ask for it. I didn't nothing.
Hey, let me borrow it at least, and we'll review it. We'll do like a video review on that because that'd be funny.
All right, I can do it.
So, anyway,
that's weird though, man. Because seriously, like, I still get stuff sent to me that I have not asked anybody to send.
I do too. I can get some weird fucking releases from something called RAM releasing or something. It's like most of them are Asian movies. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Is that like the new Tartan?
I don't know.
Shit.
I have no idea. Luckily, Synapse still sends stuff, though. That's cool.
I love the tartan formula, though. That's a whole other story for another day. There's a ghost in this insert, you know.
I might watch Curtains tonight, actually, if I got time. We'll see.
I think you should.
But anyway, I guess that's it. We should have news on, hopefully we'll have somebody from Vinegar Syndrome. We haven't really talked about them a whole lot on here, but they're kind of a newer company, and they're going to do the new Madman Blu-ray. So there's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about on. Hey, maybe we could try to get Madman back on the show. Maybe that could be our big guest for the new website unveiling and all that shit.
I think that's a good idea, though. Yeah, we definitely need to talk to somebody about the Vinegar Syndrome stuff, though.
Yeah, we'll get them on, by God.
Talk to them about that fucking name and where they got it from, too.
Yeah, I'm sure there's... I think I know.
Do you?
Yeah, because Vinegar Syndrome is actually what film stock gets after it's, like, spoiled or something. Or not film stock, but film.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah, I think that's where they got it from, at least.
Well, I did not know that. I'm learning something new every day.
I think you knew about the vinegar thing, though, didn't you? You just didn't put two and two together.
No, I really didn't.
When 35mm film stock kind of goes bad, it starts to smell like vinegar, basically, and they call it Vinegar Syndrome, I think.
Wow. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Anyway, we will see you guys next week. And until then, you better keep listening, goddammit, here on DeadPits.com.
Back. But the only trouble.